From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to our program. We would like to give a special welcome to our regular listeners who contact us from time to time and thus encourage us by their comments. We know you're praying for us. Perhaps we have some new listeners. A warm welcome to you as well. We frequently offer tapes and literature on our program, and of course, they are free. If a listener has perhaps thought of requesting something, could I assure you all that we do not pester those who contact us with appeals and begging letters. This is quite contrary to our policy, and we abide strictly by this. We only contact those who contact us. We'll be turning to John chapter 13, the verses 18 to 30, in a moment or two. The subject is Judas the Traitor. But first of all, let's listen to a hymn. It's the Whitfield Choir of the Free Presbyterian Church singing, Though Your Sins Be as Scarlet. After we listen, we'll turn to John 13, verses 18 to 30. Turning to John chapter 13, and it's the verses 18 through to 30 we're going to consider. Our subject is Judas the Traitor. Let's observe immediately the fact that the Lord Jesus is omniscient. That is, he knows all things. He demonstrates that here in this passage. Even the schemes of the devil cannot be hidden from Christ. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Verses 18 to 19 and also 21. The telling apart of the true Christian and the false Christian presents no difficulty to the Saviour. It undoubtedly presents a great difficulty to men, even the best of men, but not to Christ. The world has praised men as wonderful Christians who were no such thing, and on the other hand, denigrated those who were truly the Lord's. The world has been so often deceived about who is a Christian and who is not. Indeed, the world is invariably deceived on this matter. After all, the world was unable to recognize the Savior when he came into it, so it ought to be no surprise to us if it is mistaken about who is a genuine Christian and who is not. But it is not just the world who has been deceived, for Christians have often been deceived. After all, none of the disciples suspected Judas of being a traitor. Indeed, in verses 23 to 25, we have Peter and John, on behalf of the other disciples, seeking to find out who it was Christ was referring to when he spoke of a betrayer. They had no idea who the traitor was in their midst. The wonderful knowledge that Christ possesses about the hearts of all men ought to be a major concern for every hypocrite. If today you are not what you claim to be, though you have everyone you encounter deceived, the Savior knows your heart. He is not deceived. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews chapter 4 and the verse 13. The Lord sees not as man sees. The Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7. Such a knowledge of the hearts of men ought to be a comfort to the Christian. There is no burden or distress about which he does not have a full knowledge, Christian. You may not be able to describe your need, so distressing is it, but the Lord knows all about it. Those whose task it is to help others must first of all be told the need, but not so Christ. He has a better knowledge of our needs than do we ourselves. Rejoice, Christian, in your all-knowing Savior. Secondly, here is a subject that causes the Savior pain. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Verse 21. The troubles that the Savior encountered on his lonely task of redeeming his people were very many indeed. Well did the prophet Isaiah describe him as the man of sorrows. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Isaiah chapter 53 and the verse 3. How many times has the Savior been vexed and grieved by the actions of those who profess to be Christians? Every true Christian knows that they have been guilty of just such a crime against the Savior. A word or a deed executed in haste and without due thought has brought dishonor upon the Savior and vexed his heart. It is said of David's awful sins in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and the verse 27, But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. The word displeased actually means sad or saddened. May God give us grace to so live as not to sadden the heart of our Redeemer. Thirdly, consider the wicked plan of the devil. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Verse 27. The devil had first of all put the idea of betraying Christ into the heart of Judas. Verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Now he himself enters Judas' heart to carry out the evil deed that Judas has decided to engage in. Here is the devil's way of involving men in his evil plans. He sows the thought, first of all. If that is not rejected, then he enables the man to carry out the evil scheme. Let us beware of evil thoughts. If they are not rejected, they will bring forth evil actions. The devil will see to that. Had not Judas accepted the thought that the devil sowed, the devil could not have used him to betray Christ. This is a vital lesson that we must learn. Finally, notice the hardness of the heart yielded up to sin. Christ identified the betrayer to his disciples and also to the betrayer himself. Listen to what verses 26 to 27 and also verse 30 states. Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, that simply means a piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That thou doest, do quickly." He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. It might well be thought that the sadness of the Saviour, the repeated references to betrayal, and the words spoken directly to Judas by the Saviour would have proved a deterrent to him. But no, Judas went out into the night in pursuit of his evil scheme. How expressive is that phrase, "and it was night"? Verse 30. It was evening, and the sun had set. But it also is a picture of the spiritual state of Judas. For him, the sun of gospel truth had set. The day of opportunity was gone. He had turned his back on Christ and upon his warnings, and now he must face eternal darkness. Where Judas is at this very moment is dark. It is the darkness of God's judgment. Remember, it is the same darkness into which every rejecter of the gospel will be cast. It is the darkness to which Christ referred in Matthew chapter 22 and the verse 13. Then said the king to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The only means of escaping the darkness of eternal damnation is to cast yourself upon the mercy and grace of Christ freely offered in the gospel. Christ said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John chapter 8 and the verse 12. Come to Christ today and enter into the light of eternal salvation. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we Let the Bible Speak.